All right, welcome to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Lee Rogers. Today is December 4th, 2007. Thanks to everybody who is listening to the show. I got lots of news and information that I want to cover in today's program. We're going to play this clip from Good Morning America, where these young Pakistani men and women actually talk about how they believe Osama bin Laden is nothing more than a cartoon character created by American intelligence. And they're absolutely correct on that assessment. Very, very interesting. It's only about maybe like a minute clip, so we're going to play that. Very, very interesting. And it just basically shows that the whole microcosm of this war on terror is just a complete and total fraud. It's a complete and total fraud, and this just shows in a microcosm that more and more people just are not buying it. So I'm going to play that clip later in the show. I also got a bunch of news stories here. I'm just going to go through them real quick. So we have a deaf man who was tasered just got out of a bathtub, and police tasered him. I mean, the country has gone completely taser happy. We got these crazy guys running around in militarized police outfits just tasering people for literally no reason whatsoever. So we'll talk about that. We'll also get into how schools are randomly drug testing students down in Tampa Bay. Just completely and totally crazy. I mean, it's supposed to be America. It's supposed to be a free country. Yeah, we have schools given the authority to randomly drug test people. Makes absolutely no sense. That's our story here. 5,600 Al-Qaeda-linked news websites. And this is actually a Reuters article that basically gets into how they're saying that that Al-Qaeda is becoming more media-oriented and is relying more on the Internet. Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to link Al-Qaeda, terrorism, and everything to what we're doing here on Patriot Radio, on Patriot-based websites, and things of that nature. Because the alternative media is kicking the mainstream media's ass. We are destroying them because we have proven that they're liars. We have proven they're propagandists. And we have proven that they're not providing the truth. And when you have Bill O'Reilly interviewing an alien puppet, this happened last Friday, he interviewed ALF. ALF. If those of you unfamiliar with ALF, he's a character that appeared on a sitcom on NBC almost 17 years ago. And you have this guy interviewing him when there's all these crazy things happening in our country. I mean, how insane does it have to get? I don't know. So we got that. We got a few other stories here. What else do we have? I'm trying to sort through all these things. Cisco confirms ability to spy on voice over IP calls. We'll go over that. Justice uphold warrantless searches. And this story basically says that people can search your home if you're on welfare. It's just completely and totally insane. Just a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. So we'll get into all that. But anyway, I think we're about to break. Can't really hear the music, but here it is. We'll be back on the other side for news information. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's just get into some of this news. There's a few other news stories I wanted to get into as well. I'm also going to play an interview of Ron Paul in the next half hour. He did an interview with G4, and a very well done interview, and I'm going to play it. It's a two-part interview. It runs about 10 minutes long, and very good stuff there, so we're going to play that. And the other news stories I want to get into is Bush saying that Iran is still dangerous. The man's gone completely insane and crazy. So we're going to get into that. And let me see here. Oh, yeah, this is our one. Fox News will not run a pro-Constitution ad because they need proof, apparently. They need proof that Bush is destroying the Constitution. I mean, you can just go to whitehouse.gov and get all the proof you need through Presidential Directive 51 and a number of other pieces of legislation this criminal has signed into law. But anyway, let me first start off. I want to play this clip. This is from Good Morning America. And basically what you have here is you have these young Pakistani men and women essentially saying that the whole thing with Osama bin Laden and whatnot, it's a big fraud. So let me just load this clip up and let's play that. Give me 1 second. Just wait till this loads up. Just taking our second or so.
Then a surprising assessment that shows the distance between our political cultures. When I asked about Osama bin Laden's latest audio tape, one of them answered with a question of her own.
Who is Osama bin Laden? Who? He's just a character created by America.
Well, actually, 98% of Pakistan would probably fall along the same line. They believe that Osama is basically a CIA agent who is working undercover to put a bad image of Islam.
Really? Yeah, so that there is no Osama bin Laden.
A lot of them find it difficult to believe that such Muslims could actually exist.
We could all drive an hour from where we are right now and find many, many people who stand by what Osama bin Laden says in the spirit of Islam.
To be quite honest, that's a very marginalized section of Pakistani society. Islamic extremism that you find here did not really exist in Pakistan pre-9/11 or pre the Musharraf government.
All right, that was a clip. And it's really interesting to see what these young Pakistani men and women have to say about Osama bin Laden. They're not buying the fraud. I mean, you look at all these Osama bin Laden tapes. I mean, can you name even just one tape that is 100% confirmed to be a real tape of Osama bin Laden? I mean, the one they released right after 9/11 with the big nose and the fat bin Laden tape. A complete fake, no question about it. There's been voice analysis done on all these different Osama bin Laden tapes, proven to be fake. We even had a guy who came out, this computer expert, looked at the Al-Qaeda videos, the stamp of the Intel Center logo, and the so-called Al-Qaeda media wing, Asahab, their logo. Both those logos are put on at the same time. And if that's true, then that basically means that Intel Center, this corporation, or this basically this front group out of Alexandria, Virginia, they're the ones that are actually producing the Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda videos. Now, granted, that computer expert retracted, and then you have the Intel Center CEO just say, oh, gee, no, we would never do that. Like we're supposed to believe this Intel Center front group that has all these ties with these different intelligence agencies, knowing the track record of the CIA. And here you have young Pakistani men and women basically saying they don't believe the fraud. They don't believe that Osama bin Laden and this shadowy Al-Qaeda group is all over the place. And we have to invade all of these different countries to defeat this so-called terrorist threat because it's a fraud. Most likely, Osama bin Laden is dead. Okay, considering the Bush's ties with bin Laden's, the business relationship that they've had, and this is just a matter of convenience. It makes a hell of a lot more sense than believing the official narrative of 9/11. That the Bush and the bin Laden, they struck a deal, and that they'd use former CIA agent Osama bin Laden, Tim Osman, to use as this boogeyman to sell the war on terror. And to sell the whole concept of a new Middle East that will help further their new world order. So that was a very interesting clip. That clip is up on my website, roguegummer.com, if you'd like to take a look at it. Time's short, so let me get on to another news story. Actually, let me get into the Bush story, saying that Iran is still dangerous, because this is an important one. I personally think this just proves that George W. Bush is a completely insane and crazy individual. I think this man needs a psychological test. In fact, this whole cabinet needs psychological tests. And a mental evaluation based upon all the crazy stuff that they are doing. Either that or they're just complete and total criminals. I mean, you make the choice. You know, I can't figure out which is which. Could be either way. But let me read this story. This is from Reuters. President George W. Bush said on Tuesday that Iran remains a danger to the world despite a U.S. intelligence report that it halted its atomic weapons program 4 years ago and vowed to keep up pressure on Tehran. Bush also said all options are on the table for dealing with Iran. All options. When they mean all options, that means a nuke strike. Okay? All options. So who's threatening who here? But goes on to say, okay, Bush also said all options are on the table for dealing with Iran, but insisted that the United States is stressing diplomacy to resolve the nuclear standoff. I mean, are you kidding me? That is just the biggest joke. How are we stressing diplomacy when we have our military on either side of the Iranian borders, and we have our this huge naval force that is in the area threatening them? And he's saying that he's stressing diplomacy? I mean, are you kidding me on this? You want to stress diplomacy? How about getting those carrier groups away from Iran and backing off on the rhetoric, like it's World War III rhetoric? He goes on to say, Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous if they have the know-how to make a nuclear weapon. Bush told a news conference a day after intelligence agencies released an assessment that contradicted his administration's earlier assertions that Iran was developing a nuclear bomb. So you have this intelligence report, this assessment, that states that they've ended their nuclear weapons program, but you have Bush up here saying that all options are on the table in dealing with Iran, and that Iran is dangerous, Iran will be dangerous if they have the know-how to make a nuclear weapon. You know what? This is so ridiculous, because Pakistan has a nuclear weapon, Russia has nuclear weapons, China has nuclear weapons. I go on and on. There are all these countries in the world that have nuclear weapons. So what's different about Iran? It's because they have resources, and it is a stepping stone to enter Central Asia and eventually even China and Russia. And these globalists, this new world order, this whole system that these people are trying to create, they have advanced their agenda through war. The war on terror is just one paradigm of this. They advanced their agenda through the Cold War. Now they're advancing their agenda through this phony war on terror. It's completely insane. Let me get on to another news story here. Justices uphold warrantless searches. From the Los Angeles Times, county welfare officers may conduct routine searches of the homes of welfare recipients to combat fraud under a ruling in a California case that the Supreme Court let stand Monday. The justices refused to hear a challenge from the ACLU, which contended that San Diego County's policy of requiring home searches while a warrant violated privacy rights. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution forbids the police to search a residence without a warrant. But the home inspections in San Diego County are different, judges said, because they do not seek evidence of a crime. Instead, they are intended to determine whether welfare recipients qualify for benefits. I mean, are you kidding me on this? See, this is what they're going to do. Yeah, oh, it sounds reasonable that we're going to let all these people enter welfare recipients' homes to ensure that they actually need the assistance. Oh, that sounds so reasonable, but it's all part of incrementalism. This is, in my view, is completely unacceptable. It's trampling on the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Yet these judges just, for whatever reason, just don't know how to read, apparently. They've never read the Fourth Amendment. They haven't read the Constitution. I mean, it's just completely and totally insane. But they make it sound so reasonable. And then from there, it gets to the point where, oh, we're going to, I mean, we can have social workers and our people go into the homes of the elderly because we have to make sure they're safe. And then it keeps going on and on and on. Until it gets to the point where the government is just allowed to snoop in anybody's home. It just makes me so mad. It makes me so mad that these judges that are supposed to be protecting and defending and interpreting the Constitution properly just have no concept of how to actually do that. There's like the Second Amendment. They got this big court case ruling in the Supreme Court. They're going to rule on the Second Amendment. I mean, how hard is it? How hard is it to read the Second Amendment? The right to bear arms will not be infringed upon. But yet these people do not know how to read. And they're putting these positions of power to decide all these different rules, regulations, and laws. It's insane. We're about to break. More news on our side. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get into some of our news stories here. I want to get into this taser incident. They actually tasered a deaf man just getting out of his bathtub, if you can believe this. I mean, this is just crazy. Here's a story. This is from KWCH. Let me see exactly where this is out of. Wichita, Kansas. That's the CBS news station that's out there, KWCH. And yes, I'm not joking, the police actually tasered a deaf man getting out of a bathtub. It says here, Donnell Williams had just gotten out of the bathtub, wearing only a towel around his waist, when he turned the corner to see guns pointing right at him. "I ain't never been so scared," says Williams. Police forced entry into Williams' home while responding to a shooting, but it turned out to be a false call. They had no idea at the time the call wasn't real and that Williams is hearing impaired. Without his hearing aid, he is basically deaf. I kept going to my ear yelling that I was scared. I can't hear. I can't hear. Officers were worried about their own safety because at the time, it appeared Williams was refusing to obey their commands to show his hands. That's when they shot him with a taser. I mean, you got a guy getting out of a bathtub with a towel around his waist. How much of a threat do you think he is? So they just taser. I mean, this is like a sickness that is going around different police departments in this nation. You got these people who just break out the taser when, in fact, the taser was meant to be used in place of deadly force. It wasn't meant to be used to taser some guy getting out of a bathtub or to taser somebody in handcuffs that is being unruly. They actually tasered somebody. There's a video clip of it on YouTube of this woman who was in police custody, who was in handcuffs, that got tasered. And there's another incident where they tasered this this young man who got a speeding ticket. The cop demanded that he sign the ticket. He said he wasn't. And then so he just tasers him. I mean, what is the purpose of this? These tasers, I mean, these devices, they shoot electricity through the human body. Electricity is not meant to be put through the human body. It's just not. These devices are just, they're just being misused entirely. And what really gets me is that we see an incident like this practically on a daily basis now. You can just go to Google News and you can search a keyword taser, and you're going to find all these news stories on police tasering people, many of them for no specific or legitimate reason. Anyway, I'm told we have a caller. Sally from South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hi. See, I'm calling from South Dakota. I have a friend who is elderly, had two heart surgeries, and she just showed me something that all she's getting is a few food stamps because she can't make it on her Social Security. Well, she just showed me a form, and I'd like to read it to you. It's very short.
Sure.
Authorization to furnish release information to whom it may concern. I give my consent for any person, agency, or institution to supply information to the Department of Social Services about me or my family, and to allow inspection and copying of records about me or my family by any representative of the department. I authorize the department to release information to providers, state, or federal agencies. I release any person, agency, or institution from any liability to me or my family for supplying such information. This consent is given only for use by department in administration of its benefit programs. But nevertheless, all the information can go to federal, state agencies. And that's not just about her. It's about her growing kids, her family.
You know, that just amazes me. Because, you know, I was just speculating based on that story when these justices were saying that they're going to uphold warrantless searches for people
exactly.
who are on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that this stuff is actually on paper. You know, it just defies belief. I just can't believe that this is happening in this country.
They've been doing this with people who are needy, poor, sick for a long time. And just as I told my mom, I said, you know, if middle-class people won't stand up for the rights of, like, say, an elderly friend who has to get food stamps and sign something like this, then your rights aren't free either.
Right, incrementally taking them away. It's like one of those deals where they take one thing away, they make it sound reasonable, and they take something else away, and it's getting to the point where we basically have almost no constitutional rights left. I mean, it's getting that bad.
Well, what I've seen is they've been doing this to the needy and welfare recipients for a long, long time, and it was ignored, and those kind of people were demonized, and so. You always have to demonize the enemy first, and they've been demonized by Rush Limbaugh and all kinds of talk show hosts like him. And so if they're demonized, they have no rights. If they have no rights, then the average citizen is going to say, okay, so big deal, you know? They're welfare recipients. Who cares?
Right.
You can go ahead and take their rights. But what happens is eventually it goes to the middle class and then on up.
It's such a sad situation. And Sally, I appreciate the call. We're just up on a break.
Well, thank you.
But I tell you what. Thanks, Sally. I tell you what. I mean, the fact that things like this are happening in this country just shows the type of incrementalism that these people are trying to put into place. And as she said, basically, they're going to start off with the needy, like they're doing that at story I just read, and they're just going to work their way up to the middle class and whoever else until they have us completely and totally enslaved. It's crazy. Anyway, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back here on Lizard Hour Radio. I'm your host, Lee Rogers, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I have this interview that was conducted by G4 Television with Ron Paul. It's about a 10-minute interview in two parts. I'm going to play that in this segment. But before I do that, I got a few of our news stories I want to get into real quick before we play that interview. And the first one, Fox News will not run a pro-Constitution ad. Now, this is just crazy. This is an article from Think Progress, thinkprogress.org. And it says here, the Center for Constitutional Rights recently produced an ad called Rescue the Constitution that criticizes the Bush administration for destroying the Constitution through the use of tactics like renditions or torture. Fox News is refusing to air the ad, claiming that it needs documentation that the Constitution is indeed being destroyed. Now, forget about torture and renditions and all that. But let's just forget about that. Let's just go to whitehouse.gov. Let's go to whitehouse.gov and let's read Presidential Directive 51. Let's read these executive orders in which the president says that he can block the property of anybody that the government deems to be undermining Iraq war reconstruction efforts, which could include Iraq war protesters, the anti-war movement, the Patriot movement. Well, let's look at that. Let's look at his signing the Military Commissions Act. How about the Patriot Act? Let's look at all those things. So, yes, I think the Constitution is indeed being destroyed. That is the documentation. And I'd be happy to give it to anybody at Fox News. I could send you an email right now and give you all the documentation you need. right now. And what's interesting is that I'm sure when Hannity, Combs, and O'Reilly, and all these other hacks they put up on Fox News do their little news reports, I'm sure they don't need 100% documentation for the crap that they put out there. So why are they asking the Center for Constitutional Rights to provide documentation that the Constitution... All right, I'm back. Apologies for the technical difficulties. But basically, the Constitution, it's being destroyed on a number of levels, and yet Fox News is asking for documentation. It just defies belief. Now, let me get into this other news story. 5,600 Al-Qaeda-linked news websites. Okay, this is from Reuters. Now, this kind of ties into what we was talking about earlier, how these different young Pakistani men and women in that clip on Good Morning America basically were saying that Osama bin Laden and the whole thing is probably a CIA operation. I firmly believe that it is. But now let's look at this story, okay? 5,600 Al-Qaeda-linked news websites. It says here there are now about 5,600 websites spreading Al-Qaeda ideology worldwide, and 900 more are appearing each year, a Saudi researcher told a national security conference on Tuesday. And they basically go on to say that the battle with Al-Qaeda, it's no longer on the ground, but it's a media battle. That people are going on the internet, chat lines, text messaging, and they're saying that these are the new warriors. These are the new face of Al-Qaeda. And it's interesting to see the coincidence of this news story. And we know for a fact the Saudi government has all sorts of ties with our own loving big brother criminal government over here. So I don't think it's any coincidence that you see something like this come out from Saudi Arabia, them saying that the internet is responsible for terrorism, you get text messaging, chat lines, all this stuff. And then you have H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959 just getting ready to be sent to the president to be signed into law, which those are, of course, if you're unfamiliar with those pieces of legislation, they are the House and Senate versions of this Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, which basically makes thought crimes and blogging and pretty much anything the government wants to declare terrorism to be, it'll be terrorism. It basically destroys the entire Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's horrible. So 5,600 Al-Qaeda-linked news websites. Yeah, I think we could see what's going on here. The agenda through this war on terror is to enslave the American people, and they are doing that in full force. Now, let me play the clip of the Ron Paul interview with Layla, what's her name? Layla Kaley, I think that's her name. Very attractive young woman, and she did a fantastic job interviewing Congressman Ron Paul. And this runs in two parts, 5 minutes apiece. So, without further ado, here is the clip.
Presidential candidate Dr. Ron Paul for G4TV.com. So, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Delighted to be here.
So, I have to ask you, what on earth inspired you to run for president?
Well, I have to admit that I had never had a burning desire to do it. It was finally yielding to a lot of requests of people who wanted me to do it, and I had always been rather pessimistic, didn't know whether the young people would join me or not. And I yielded to it, and mainly, probably, the longer the war went on, the more annoyed I became, and the message wasn't getting out, especially on our side, on the Republican side, They were losing everything because of this war, and I think they weren't following their old tradition. So that probably was the motivating factor for me to do it.
Okay. And you running for president, you know, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your family and stuff like that. What was their take on it? Were they supportive? Were they like, we don't want to be thrown into this political machine and spotlight? How did they feel?
They were probably more enthusiastic, more supportive, and more encouraging than I personally was myself.
Right.
And even my wife was, very encouraging and wanted me to do it. Okay. Figuring that, you know, I've spent a lot of years in politics, but it's mostly been through concern about economics and our foreign policy, and I'm trying to nudge people over to a more sensible policy. And she said, well, you know, this is a real opportunity, and maybe the time is right. Maybe there will be a lot of people who will listen,
right.
And that's what you've been working for, so that helped encourage me.
Speaking of a lot of people that would listen, you have this huge internet and viral following, and I know you've said before that you trust the internet more than you trust the mainstream media, and that's a pretty bold statement to make. What made you say that?
Well, I think the media is controlled too much. It's too close to the government. You know, we talk about a military industrial establishment. There's a media industrial establishment, too. And sometimes the media owns some of the military. But that's what's neat about the Internet.
Right.
You know, it isn't regulated, and people do get the information on. You know, although there's a lot of variety out there, there's a lot more truth there if you go looking. That's one thing about freedom. You have to tolerate the nonsense, too, and the people have to decide what they want. I mean, if you take literature, there's a lot of good literature, there's a lot of bad literature.
Right.
People have to be allowed to make their choices. Religion happens to be important to me, and there's lots of bad things that come from religious values and religious beliefs. So it's just that I don't want the government making those decisions. People have to have freedom of choice, whether it's where they get their news. But because there's bad news out there, I'm not for regulating it.
Right.
The First Amendment is pretty important, and that starts off by saying the government shall write no law. If I own the newspaper, I have the right to run the newspaper and to publish what I want. To a degree, I can't lie and slander people, so there is a limit. But because I own the newspaper, you don't have a right to tell me what to put in my newspaper and say, well, you know, you write in here, so I have freedom of speech. That's different. Freedom of speech should be worked into the concept of private property.
Right.
And if you're in a church, then you can do what you want in the church, but nobody can tell you what to do or what you can't do. So it's related to the property. Sometimes people think, well, freedom of speech, you know, means balance on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they said something about one candidate, they have to give equal time. These equal time laws, they don't make any sense at all. I mean, you can't make newspapers have equal time. You shouldn't make radio or TV or anything else equal time. The people who own the station and own the paper or own the media or whatever. And then the people who are getting their news have to make the decision. Decisions can't be made by the government. Once the government gets in, then it's very slanted. That's what generally happens too often. If you look at our educational system, now our educational system gets very biased because the government is so much in control.
Do you feel like there should be a separation of church and state?
Oh, absolutely. The Constitution is very clear. There's to be no organized religion. That doesn't mean that religious values can't reflect on the character of the individual in office, which is quite different. So I think one of the candidates said that he believes that this is a Christian nation.
Yeah.
It may be a Christian nation because a lot of Christians have influence, but it's not a theocracy.
How do you feel if two people that are gay, say, want to come together and say, hey, you know what? We want to get married. Do you think that should be regulated by the state, or do you think that should be regulated?
No, not at all. I don't even think any marriage should be regulated by the state.
Okay.
You know, heterosexual marriage, I think, should be a religious function. And up until 100 years ago, so it was never a government licensing process, and that started for health reasons of all things. So, no, I think two people should voluntarily get together for whatever they want,
whether gay or straight.
That's right. Regardless. But they can't impose their will on me. If I have if I have an insurance company or whatever, they can't come and say, well, this is my wife. In a way, government should be very neutral on this. There should be no compulsions and no prohibitions.
Right.
I mean, you neither can compel people, tell people what to do, and no compulsions.
Right.
Either.
Okay, that's in the first part of the clip. You know, of course, Congressman Ron Paul, you know, it's just a delight listening to somebody who actually gets up there and actually speaks the truth about things and speaks common sense, unlike all these other people running for president. I mean, this is the one guy. I mean, I've met him. I've actually interviewed him. I did an interview, which you can actually see up on YouTube. A 30-minute interview with a man. This is a very genuine human being, very honest man, very nice man. And, jeez, he needs to be our president. But anyway, let me get to the second part of this interview. Hopefully, we'll be able to play the majority of it before the break. Here's the second part of it.
How would you say that you are educating yourself about young people and what our issues are and what our concerns are? You know, are you going out there? Are you speaking to people, you know, mid-20s, early 30s?
A lot of people ask me, you know, what do you say in this state and what do you say in that state? What do you say to young people? What do you say to old people? Everybody's an individual. Right. I see people not in groups. Nobody has rights because they belong to a group or they live in one state and they want these farm subsidies versus fish subsidies, you know, and all that. Everybody is an individual and everybody should be treated equally. And that, to me, is the important thing. But it just happens when we talk about economic policy and the war, young people are inheriting a mess, and all of a sudden they're waking up and they seem to be listening more carefully to what I'm saying, because you talk about Social Security. My goal would be to allow young people to opt out of the system. But the immediate reaction will be, well, right now, your age group, smaller number, and right now, what had happened in the last month, the first baby boomer retired, right. 10,000 a day or something like that.
Exactly.
They want you to work harder, make a lot of money, and pay a lot because they're running out of money. Right. So you might say, well, if you let us out, how are you going to take care of these poor people? There's only one way you can do it, and that is cut hundreds of billions of dollars from overseas spending. We got to get rid of our empire around the world. We're spending $1 trillion to maintain an empire. So you could cut that. Cut the deficit, actually, and take the money, help the people that are totally dependent, like on Social Security and Medicare. You don't have to throw them out in the street. At the same time, I believe you can let young people out of the system.
With everything going on in Iraq and now talks of invading Iran, do you think that's going to happen? And if it does, how, as a military, there has to be a draft, no?
One of the candidates the other day said we need 100 or 200,000 new troops. Well, they can't even fill the troops now. I mean, they've lowered the standards about as low as they can get, just try to get people to join. Used to be, you know, if you served time and was an ex-felon, you know, this sort of thing, you weren't supposed to go into the military. They're taking people now because they can't fill the ranks. Yeah. And if we have a de facto draft, people are extended, overextended. They've been in, they served their 4 years, so you're going to go into again, send them back. If war spreads, they're going to new troops. They're not there. I don't know how they can do it without a draft. See, some of them think, well, sanctions, we'll do sanctions. But sanctions are actually an act of war because you're really hurting people and people can die from sanctions. And then they're saying, well, we'll just bomb them. We won't invade them, so we won't have to have a draft.
Right.
But once you bomb, you don't know what's going to happen. Ahmadinejad is a much weaker person. He has no power. He's a president. He is not the power there, and he really doesn't speak, like you say, for the people. But I think our government likes him in that place because they can demonize him.
He's provoking the situation, definitely.
Yeah, and they like, and our neocons like that. You know, I was drafted in the 1960s during the Cuban crisis.
Okay.
And that crisis was resolved when Kennedy talked to Khrushchev, and they made a deal.
Right.
Khrushchev would take the missiles out of Cuba. We would take the missiles out of Turkey.
Okay.
So if we did talk to Khrushchev, and Khrushchev had been in our country and said, we will bury you, and you know, took his shoe off and pounded the table, and all these things. I say, if we could talk to the Soviets and Nixon neutralized things with China. I mean, here we are. We're still not doing a thing with Cuba. We should be trading with Cuba and talking to the Cuban government. And we should certainly talk to anybody who's willing to talk, and we should trade with them, too. So we'd less likely fight with them. We'd only trade with them. But these sanctions and not talking and no diplomacy, threatening with bombs, if a country did that to us, do you think we would be unified? Do you think there'd be a separation of Republicans and Democrats and independents if somebody was threatening us militarily and somebody was in this country trying to overthrow our government? We'd say, we'll take care of our own mess over here. We'll pick our own president, but we don't want you foreigners in here. And that's what we're doing. We're always in these countries, and we just can't quite see it through their eyes, and we need to do that more often.
Where is your stand?
Okay, I'm going to stop the clip there. Fortunately, we're going to run out of time. But again, if you want to take a look at the actual clip, I have it on two parts up on RoadGrammer.com, the two YouTube clips. A very well done interview by G4 TV interviewing Congressman Ron Paul. And the reason why I played this one instead of his appearance on The View is because I was very upset with how The View, the people interviewing Ron Paul, handled it. They spent half the time talking about abortion when we have all these other crazy things happening in our country. The loss of national sovereignty, the erosion of our constitutional rights, I mean, and what have you, the illegal alien invasion from Mexico, this endless war on terror, the crazy stuff happening in Iraq. We have more important issues to deal with than something so divisive as abortion. So they spent half the time talking about abortion, and then Joy Behrhardt said, oh, well, you can't win. You're probably not going to win. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, that's the same rhetoric that George Stephanopoulos put out there when he interviewed Ron Paul. Anyway, we're about to break. The cover. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back here on Liquid Eye Radio, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just got a few minutes left in the program. I just want to cover these last few news stories. We have this news story out of Tampa Bay from, let me see here, let me just get the source exact. TampaBay's10.com. It's a CBS affiliate down there. And there are schools randomly drug testing students. This all started in 1995 when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that public schools could conduct random drug testing of athletes. And then it was expanded in 2002 to include students involved in all extracurricular activities. So, yeah, it's great. So students who are actually involved in doing positive things, we're going to force drug tests on them. I mean, what is the purpose of all of this? You know, we had less problems with drugs and less problems with all these crazy things before we even had drug tests. We don't need these drug tests. My personal belief on this is that we spend way too much money on this phony war on drugs. And it's proven that it's a complete and total failure. The whole war on drugs is designed to enslave the American people by putting more people into prison, because there's always going to be a segment of the population that does drugs. And in this particular case, they're testing students if they're doing prescription drugs and abusing prescription drugs. But you know what? That's none of the government's business or the school's business. That's something that should be dealt with on a parental level. I mean, I could spend hours just talking about the war on drugs and what have you, but we only have a few more minutes. So, but I tell you what, this story just upsets me. It upsets me that our schools are essentially turning into prisons. And it's just a microcosm of that. Let me move on to another story. Just real quick, Cisco confirms ability to spy on voice over IP calls. And this is a Computer World article. And I'm not going to get into all the technical mumbo-jumbo of it, but basically, it just shows you how this technological grid that's being put around us, it's designed, okay, for the state, the government, the people in charge to spy on people, to mine data. I mean, MySpace.com, it's this big social networking site, perfect for the government to come in and mine data and determine who the so-called thought criminals are. So they can just round them up and have all this information on these people. It's very diabolical. But it's a double-edged sword, because we can use the technology that these people have come up with to defeat them. I mean, we are using DARPA's invention of the internet. It's basically, it was created by the military, the internet, by DARPA back in the 60s. We are using it effectively against these criminals, against these people who have seized our government and have done everything they can in their power to destroy our constitutional rights, our civil liberties, our God-given rights. And we are using it effectively. And that's why they're panicking. That's why they're trying to push all this legislation. Real quick, you got the Carbon Credit Enslavement Bill, Senate Bill 2191. We, of course, have this hate crimes legislation that Rick Adams talked about on the show that comes on after mine yesterday, talking about that, how that's being put in and included with H.R. 1585, which is the Defense Authorization Bill. And there's martial law provisions in the House version of that bill. I mean, they're just attacking us from all different angles. And we have to fight these people. We have to let these people know that we're not going to put up with it. That we want our country back. But anyway, I'm out of time. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.